Yo, we cannot miss the show, bro. Hurry up, man. Come on. Wait. Go back. There it is. Yeah. Woo. Yo, you are now tuned in to the liveest show in the world. Yeah, turn up your radio. It's about to go down. Eminem got the hottest show around. So turn it up.
Everybody, my name is Misa.
And my name is Mia.
Also known as Eminem, and you are listening to the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration. You already know it's Eminem Live Radio. What's going on, friends and fam all over the world listening to your girls on all podcasting platforms? That's iTunes, that's Google Play, that's iHeartRadio, and we have got a show that's power-packed especially for you. But you know, I can't do the show by myself. I need my right-hand girl. What's going on, Mia?
What's going on, Misa? What's good, everybody? Listen, thank you so much for tuning in to your girls right here on, you already know, it's Eminem Live Radio. Let's go ahead and get this party popping. Okay, let's go ahead and get right into it. And of course, you guys already know the girls love us some Fridays, man. Now, not just because it's close to the weekend, but because we get the opportunity to shout out one of our followers who just decided to go in and blow up our notifications on Instagram by liking our pics. So with all that being said and done, here's a huge shout out to @its_Kakua on Instagram. Listen, be the first person to shout us out or blow up our notifications, and you could be next week's Follow Up Friday.
Most Def, hashtag too many hashtags, where we give all things trending as well as all things current through the use of hashtags. Do me a quick favor and tell somebody that your favorite segment is going up in about 8 minutes, y'all. The hashtags are on the way.
And listen, not only is it February, but it's also February, which means it's our month-long segment that shines light on our bros, man. Listen, we have all male guests all month long. And starting off strong, our first guest is national recording artist and member of the Indie Tribe. That's right. And he's one of the Splash Brothers. Jerry Manna will be joining us on Eminem Live Radio to talk about his new EP.
And also in the month of February is Black History Month, y'all. What a time to be alive.
What a time to be alive.
So listen, stay tuned to hear Eminem's Black History Fact, and also stay close because we have your dose of encouragement not too far away, y'all. Mia is dropping nothing but gems during her 1 minute inspiration.
And listen, join us in on this week's conversation. It's all centered around this. Is dating in this generation easy or difficult? Why? Let us know on Instagram and Twitter at MM Live Radio. Listen, at us in a tweet or comment so we can see what you're talking about. But Misa, let's go ahead and get into some music.
We stay wildin' now. Take a walk where the wild things are. We've got Alicia Carr right here right now with Wild Things. We got some hashtags, too many hashtags, hot and ready for you. Keep it locked right here. You're listening to none other than, you already know,
it's Eminem Live Radio.
Find table space to say your social graces. Bow your head, they're pious here. But you and I, we're pioneers. We make our own rules, our own room. No bias here. Let them sell what they are selling. There's no bias here. So gather all the rebels now. We'll rebel rouse and sing aloud. We don't care what they say. No way, no way. And we will leave the empty chairs to those who say we can't sit there. So hey, we brought our shine. So hey, we brought our drum and this is how we dance. No mistaking, we make our breaks. If you don't like our 808s, then leave us alone, cause we don't need your policies. We have no apologies for being. Find me where the wild things are.
Oh, my baby, alright. Don't mind us, yeah.
Find me where the wild things are.
Oh, my baby, just fine. Don't mind us, yeah.
Find me where the wild things are.
Amen. I'm gonna let you know what time it is right here, right now. It's time for hashtag Too Many Hashtags, where we tell you guys all things current as well as all things trending through the use of hashtags.
You know, on social media, when we make a post or status, we tend to go in on the hashtag. This segment right here is called hashtag Too Many Hashtags, where we give you guys all things trending, all things current through the use of hashtags. Hashtag Lions versus Hyenas. Now, unfortunately, y'all, this week, Empire cast member Jussie Smollett is hospitalized due to a horrific incident in Chicago that has been identified as a racist, homophobic hate crime. Jussie was coming out of a subway with his food in his hand where he was attacked by two men wearing ski masks. They shouted degrading and racist slurs, then began attacking him, putting a noose around his neck and dousing him with bleach. As Jussie continued to fight back, he heard the attackers yell, "This is MAGA country," like this is Make America Great Again country. He suffers from a fractured rib and is said to recover very well. The Chicago PD has also said that, in good news, they have found surveillance and already has the potential suspects. Mia, this is so heartbreaking.
It was so heartbreaking hearing that story.
Yeah, hearing the whole story. And just thinking that, you know, of course we all know that, you know, there's a lot of things that we have to work towards in our country. But it just feels like moments in which we take milestone steps, we are pushed centuries of steps back. And it just gets so frustrating because, you know, I can't help but to feel some type of way about that and look at the leadership of our president.
And that's the only thing. That is my only thing, is that you have to be accountable for your actions,
yeah,
and the things that you say and the impact of your words and how people carry out your message. The people honestly think that this whole Make America Great Again means you violating others and tearing other people down and making fun of them for who they are. Like, you know what I'm saying? And it's sad and it's disappointing.
Yeah, it
this
really
is. This
is
not what we want America to be about.
Yeah, and I even saw a conference in which I think somebody had recorded it in the Oval Office with, you know, President Trump, and they asked him about this situation, about having, you know, heard about Jussie Smollett and the MAGA supporters and whatnot, and
right,
what he thought about that. And all he simply said was, "That's terrible," and felt like that was an opportunity to advertise his wall. And I'm just like, you know, when do we draw the line? When do you see that, you know, because of you saying certain things and doing certain things and not taking initiative of over certain things, that it's causing other people to see that,
right,
in your leadership and saying that it's okay for me to act this way when it's not.
And it's not.
It's the United States of America, and we cannot afford to be a divided States of America.
We can't take it at all.
We can't. Hashtag prayers for Jussie.
Hashtag through this, you will rise.
Hashtag like our favorite first lady said.
Hashtag when they go low, we go high.
Hashtag too many hashtags.
Listen to this one, guys. Hashtag commands from the king. Actress Octavia Spencer got a little help from one of the greatest basketball players alive when negotiating her salary on an upcoming project. She revealed that LeBron James stepped in on her behalf while working on the show together. Octavia is set to star as Madam C.J. Walker, the first black female millionaire on an upcoming Netflix series that LeBron James will executive produce. I have to say, when I was negotiating my deal for Madam C.J., LeBron James had to intervene, Octavia said. So we need all male counterparts to be in the fight with us.
Y'all, it just proves that, you know, if you want to go by yourself, if you want to go far, if you want to go fast, go by yourself.
But if you want to go far, go together.
Right. If you want to go fast, go by yourself. If you want to go far, go together. And it just proves that there's strength in numbers, and we have to be able to stick up for somebody in which we understand that justice isn't being served or something isn't going to be right or that's not equality. We all have to be there for each other.
And that is honestly, even after going off of your last hashtag, that just proves that when you see something that's wrong, speak up on
Say
it.
Say something.
Say
yeah.
something about it, because even with you saying nothing doesn't solve anything, but you saying something could mean a lot to someone
and
else.
It could change the situation,
and it really could. Hashtag leave it to King James.
Hashtag to help you come through.
Hashtag I just got one question.
Hashtag Can he help me come through too?
Hashtag too many hashtags. Listen, guys, we're giving you hashtag too many hashtags. All things current, all things trending through the use of hashtags.
Hashtag a bad tat. Ariana Grande has a new song out called Seven Rings that has gotten all types of publicity, both good and bad. Many folks have said that the melody to her song is awfully similar to Soulja Boy's Pretty Boy Swag. And just recently, Ariana Grande decided to get the name of the song, Seven Rings, tattooed on her hand in Chinese lettering. And turns out, y'all, her tattoo does not say seven rings, but currently reads barbecue grill. You heard me. Although the initial tat was painful, she's working to get it corrected. Can you imagine getting something permanent like a tattoo
but
on
listen,
your body?
That's why I've heard people say you cannot try to get a hold, mainly, Chinese letters or like Chinese writing on you, tatted on you, because some, if you don't know what it means, you don't want for someone to tat the wrong thing on you.
I'm telling you.
And play a practical joke on you.
Yeah.
She got barbecue ribs on her fingers for life.
Look, there's a lot of people out there. I even know I have some family members that have Chinese lettering tattoos, and I need to double check. I need to do a rain check on that. You know, Nicki Minaj has one going down her arm. Nicki, if you listening, you better check up on it.
Not ham and cheese.
Not ham and cheese.
I'm just saying.
You think it says ham and cheese?
Maybe.
I don't know. All I know is that when it comes to different languages and letterings and alphabets, you got to do a rain check on that. I actually have a friend who's from Pakistan, and I wanted for her to draw out what my name would look like in what is it, Arabic?
Yeah.
And she wrote it out for me, and it looked really, really dope. And I was like, oh, snap, I might get that tatted. That's interesting.
Yeah.
But then she was like, I need to ask my mom first. And I respect that.
That's respected.
That's respectful. Yeah. So, I mean, Ariana Grande, you're going to have to go under the needle again to get it fixed. Because I've heard that, you know, on the front part of your hand, that's like the most
painful
part.
That's going to hurt.
Yeah.
Listen, when you got barbecue on your hands now, no pun intended.
What's wrong with you?
I'm just saying.
Hashtag, look at my tat.
Hashtag, it's brand new.
Hashtag, it says seven rings.
Hashtag, girl. That says grill barbecue.
Hashtag too many hashtags.
Here's the last one for you guys. Hashtag picture for the officer. Rapper Meek Mill has been working hard ever since his release from prison last year. Now, the rapper released his latest album, Championships, at the end of November. After teasing it for months, he became the face of criminal justice reform for shedding light on the flaws in the criminal justice system. Now, he recently took a trip to Jamaica and had a run-in with the police, but it wasn't for what you think. Meek Mill was, you know, driving down the street with, you know, some of his friends while they were in Jamaica, and they got pulled over by the police, but it was only because the police officers wanted a photo with him. Now, Meek recorded the entire thing on his Instagram, and he said that he was genuinely afraid because he thought he was going to get locked up for real, for real.
That's true, but, I mean, the opportunity presented itself.
Misa, are you kidding me?
Mia, you best believe that if I find out that President Barack Obama is in my city and I'm a cop, them sirens and the lights are coming on.
But listen, but then that proves that you can't be trusted with the power that you have. You got to use it. Listen, you got to wait in line just like everybody else,
no,
Mr. Officer.
No, yes. Listen. There's been some officers I have seen run red lights and turn their lights and their sirens on just to run through a red light. Now, I feel like now that is abuse. That's abuse. Okay. Now, I feel like if you're about to be off, even if you are off and you just happen to be driving on home and you see Meek Mill's car, that would be amazing to take back to your kids or just take, you know, in general, to take a picture. Something as harmless as a picture, Mia. Look, kudos to the officers. Okay. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, well, listen, I'm just glad that Meek was in good spirits with it. He was nervous, but I can only imagine the position and how he felt when he saw those
that's
lights
true.
Behind him.
That's true.
And luckily, he had a great attitude with the officer.
Yeah, that's
so,
true.
Hashtag, can I help you, officer?
Hashtag, yes, Mr. Meek.
Hashtag, how can I help you?
Hashtag, can I get a picture with you, please?
Hashtag too many hashtags. There you go, guys. That was hashtag too many hashtags. Tune in next week. We'll give you guys more current topics and more things that are going on in today's world.
Y'all, it's February. Ow! So much is going on in this month.
It is.
We have February, which is our month-long segment. We have a male guest each week, all month long. In this show, we have Jerry Manna coming to the show, talking about his brand new project that's coming out. And we also have a Black History Fact, because it's Black History Month.
It is, man. So make sure you guys stay tuned for that. But Misa, let's go ahead and back into some warm music.
Let's do it. Shout out to Uzahan doing his thing, man. We're so happy for him. We actually just saw a couple of weeks ago, he was in Australia.
Yes, the Uzu gang is strong in Australia. And listen, there's going to be a music video coming out to this song right here. So make sure you guys stay tuned for it. Here is Be My Own Man by Uzahan. Keep it locked right here. You're listening to, you already know.
It's Eminem Live Radio.
Be my own man. Yeah, I gotta be my own man. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
Hey, yo. Okay, this another one for your mama, papa, and your loves. Okay. You used to carry me, snug in your chest, I would bury deep. Safe from the world, I could barely see. Now with just one space, I could barely breathe. How did you become such an enemy? Hold up, I become so busy, now we barely meet. Priorities switched, now I'm barely free. Growing up, I just asked my girl to marry me. Come on, new life, new wine, new wine. I don't have the answers, I'm just trying to do right. You know, you right, you right. I two job, I invest. I believe in this, so I'll be working two jobs. I try to capture every single minute. When all is said and done, I'm just trying to make the finish. Your hair has turned gray and your power has diminished. I'm trying to make this count, but the time keep all ticking.
I know that you raised us right. Now is the time to be my own,
be my own.
To be my own,
yeah, yeah.
To be my own man.
To be my own man.
When I'm feeling scared to fight, but I know it's time to be my own,
be my own.
To be my own,
yeah, yeah.
To be my own man.
Be my own man.
수능 성적표 받아왔었던 날 있지. 아직도 잊지 못해 그 꿈길. 공부 다 때려치고 음악 한다니까 굳게 닫혔던 안방문이 바로 다음 씬. 근데 뭘 했어 내가 믿어달라 했잖아. 그때 말렸으면 어찌 됐을지 생각해봐봐. 남산뷰 스튜디오에 친구들이 가득해. 오늘은 이 타운에서 세무수원이 왔네. 걱정 안 해도 돼. 엄마 아빠 아들 is the best. 어느 때보다 확신해. 왜냐면 내 음악이 가진 에너지와 힘을 믿게. 누구 닮아 고집은 들었겠어. 우리 가족 호강시킬 생각 못 꺾네. 그냥 그렇게 끄덕여주면 돼.
Feel like I got a million things I wanna say,
I wanna say.
But time keeps
slipping through my fingers all the time.
I know that I got a million things I wanna do,
I wanna do.
But time keeps
slipping through my fingers all
yeah.
the time.
You might not get another day,
another day.
Cause time keeps
slipping through my fingers all the time.
I remember everything you went through,
you went through.
I wouldn't be here without you.
I know that you raised us right. Now is the time to be my own,
be my own.
To be my own,
yeah, yeah.
To be my own,
yeah,
man,
yeah, yeah.
To be my own man,
yeah.
When I'm feeling scared to fight, but I know it's time to be my own,
be my own.
To be my own,
yeah, yeah.
To be my own man,
to be my own man, yeah.
I know that you raised us right. Now is the time to be my own,
to be my own,
to be my own man,
to be my own man.
When I'm feeling scared to fight, but I know it's time to be my own,
be my own.
To be my own,
yeah.
To be my own man,
be my own man.
Calling all up-and-coming artists. You need to check out Mr. Kelly Cole's Access Granted Indie Artist Blueprint.
That's right. From managing the career of Goatee Records recording artist Aaron Cole, Mr. Kelly Cole knows firsthand about the struggles of an aspiring artist trying to make their big break in the music industry. Access Granted works as a blueprint for independent artists that includes expertise from knowledgeable resources such as tour managers, producers, record executives, and so much more.
Listen, this blueprint has all the answers to the beginning of your music career for just $197. So if you're ready to invest in yourself, go to MisaAndMia.com.
Invest in your music. Invest in your career. Invest in yourself with Access Granted.
Yo, we cannot miss the show, bro. Hurry up, man. Come on. Wait. Go back. There it is. Yeah.
Yo, you are now tuned in to the livest show in the world. Yeah, turn up your radio. It's about to go down. Eminem got the hottest show around.
the number one teeny young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration, Eminem Live Radio. That was Be My Own Man by Uzahan, Sam Ock, and Brother Sue.
Listen, man, we got more great music where that came from. But listen, man, real quick, I got to give a quick shout out. We haven't done a city shout out in a minute. So real quick, I want to shout out Baltimore, Maryland for going in on the downloads. Listen, we see you guys downloading the Eminem Live Radio podcast, whether it's on iTunes, Google Play Music, or iHeartRadio. Listen, y'all rock with the girls heavy. So we appreciate that so, so much. And again, guys, make sure you're subscribed to our Eminem Live Radio podcast on iTunes, Google Play Music, and iHeartRadio.
So much going on in this show. And it's the month of February. We are in month two of 2019.
Month two. Why was January so short?
Short?
It was short. You thought it was long?
Mia, January was the longest year ever.
It was, shut up.
I was like, are we still in January?
No, it was short to me.
Yeah,
it felt like February already.
It felt like January was a whole year.
Dang.
Yeah,
so we in 2020?
Yeah, we're already in 2020. But listen, we already made it. We're in month two of 2019. Hope it's been absolutely amazing for you. And if not, it's about to be. Listen, February has so much going on already here on Eminem Live Radio. Not only is it February where we have a male guest each week all month long, but listen, this month is also Black History Month where we celebrate the excellence, magic, and joy of our melanated brothers and sisters before us and among us. Here is your Black History Fact.
Black. Black on black. Yeah. Hey. Okay.
Today's Black History Fact is about BET. In July 1st, 1983, BET went from a programming block on Nickelodeon to a 24-hour TV channel, saluting BET for being in many years of Black entertainment television. Now, what a lot of people don't know is that BET usually, you know how you have like Nick at Night and things like that now? BET used to come on after Nickelodeon. So after, you know, the Hey Arnolds and all those other types of things, they would give BET a slot to be able to show their shows. And then now that the channel, the thriving media source that they are today.
Wow. Big ups to BET. Let me tell you something. I mean, that is kind of like just the it's kind of like the Black entertainment hub for Black culture. And I can really respect whoever created or just came up with the idea of providing some type of platform.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't even know that about
BET. For actors, for movies, for songs, for artists, from shows, from the whole nine yards. And that is your Black History Fact for this week.
Wow, that's dope. That's dope, man. That's your Black History Fact. Make sure you are staying tuned to Eminem Live Radio all month long for your Eminem Live Radio Black History Fact. We have great conversation right here, right now on Eminem Live Radio. Because we are also in Love Month, we are talking love and relationships also all month long in the month of February. Mia, give it to him one time.
Listen, guys, you do not want to miss this week's conversation. It's all centered around this question right here. Is dating in this generation easy or difficult, and why? We asked this question on social media, and you guys went ahead and went in on your comments as always. Huge shout out to you guys that commented on this week's question. Now we're going to read some of our favorite comments we got over on Instagram.
On Instagram at Be A Girl Like Me, Inc. This person says difficult. Very difficult. At Deja Kadar, this person says, don't even get me started. These dudes are clowns. At Priceless Noble, this person says, difficult because guys and girls got the wrong thing in mind. And one more on Instagram at worst_1000_words. This person says, it's technology. It's easier to branch out, but harder to connect. Nothing's a mystery because everything you know about a person is in their bio, story, or pics, etc. When you finally meet up, there's nothing much to talk about.
Listen, guys, that's our week conversation this week. Is dating in this generation easy or difficult? We got more comments where that came from. But listen, if you still want to go ahead and give your comment, you can go ahead and do so.
Yeah, shout out to everybody who decided to answer this week's conversation. If you still wish to join in on the conversation, like Mia said, all you got to do is head on over to our socials, MM Live Radio on Instagram and Twitter. And if you got our Facebook, we still got our Facebook also. It's M&M Live Radio. And join in on this convo. It's all centered around this right here. Is dating in this generation easy or difficult? Why? Singles, couples, it's complicated relationships. We want everybody to jump in on this conversation. But in the meantime, as you think about your answer, we have 60 seconds carved out for you. It's our 1 minute inspiration, and bring it to you right here, right now. We got my girl Mia.
It's time for the word of the day. The word of the day is alone. Alone means having no one else present. Now, I know what you're thinking. Well, technically, I don't know, but I'm going to guess anyway. You're thinking, Mia, nothing seems special about the word of the day, so why are you telling us this? Well, I'm glad you asked. A lot of times, people confuse the word alone with the word lonely, and they're not the same thing. Lonely means sad because one has no friends or company. I know Valentine's Day is coming up, and everyone knows it's also Single People's Awareness Day. And sometimes, because you're single, people instantly think that you're lonely when that's not necessarily the case. Can I be honest with you? I'm single. But guess what? I'm not lonely. Yes, I'm alone, but I'm also happy, I'm fulfilled, I'm complete, and I'm actually very content with where I am currently. Don't allow people or society to force you into loneliness when you're not there in the first place. There is nothing wrong with embracing solitude, but there is something wrong with putting your happiness in the hands of other people. So you're still living your life, and there's nothing wrong with that.
There you have it, your 1 minute inspiration. Listen. You have to understand the fundamentals of being alone, man. It's something amazing about solitude.
And there's nothing wrong with it.
And at the end of the day, look, if you're going to be alone, just know that you are always going to be the one.
And listen, man, listen, it's cheaper to be alone.
It is.
So, I mean, save money, live better, stay single. I'm just being honest with you.
That was your 1 minute inspiration by T-Bubble Girl, Mia. Listen, we have so much more where that came from. If you want to see more of our visual aspects of 1 minute inspiration, head on over to our social media, like I mentioned before, Twitter, Instagram, MM Live Radio, and Facebook at MM Live Radio.
But listen, let's get back to some more music. I have a question for you. Have you gotten your tickets to the Solar Power Tour? Listen, man, if you haven't, you gotta go ahead and get those ticks, man. But real quick, here's a song from two of the people who are on the tour, Byron Juwan and No Big Deal. But listen, keep it where you got it, because when we come back, you're gonna hear the voice of Jerry Manna talking about his new EP, Legends of Lotus Waver Volume 1. Here's Attention by No Big Deal and Byron Juwan. Keep it locked right here. You're listening to, you already know.
Hey, it's Eminem Live Radio.
Get this cooking in an instant. Yeah, they call, yeah, they want on my team. If you don't get the whole picture, take a candid. Young little hitter sticking to the vision. I got this ice on my chain, dirt on my name. Rose from the thorns, rhyme growing through the game. 44 when I spray, Drago with the clip. I can't put my pride aside, I'm never getting hip. I'm never going old for night. I got that ultra light. Y'all creep like poltergeist. My God, we ghost to life. Man, I'm so ocean like. I take a swim in all the sauce. Ain't no cap, get it twisted, pop it off. Ooh, all the team get the wins and the rings, though. All this drift falling off, need a raincoat. Mama said, make the goal, what you aim for? Young Ron from the foe, shooting range close. Ayy, and that's word on my life. Don't you come and try to mess up my night. Ayy, I've been scheming, got a plan and device. You know I'm free, I had to cut off some ties. I'ma get this cooking in an instant. Yeah, they call, yeah, they want all my attention. If you don't get the whole picture, take a candid. Young little hitter sticking to the vision. I'ma get this cooking in an instant. Yeah, they call, yeah, they want all my attention. If you don't get the whole picture, take a candid. Young little hitter sticking to the vision.
Honored God with my entourage. Indie Tribe LLC, and I'm Michael Scott. Pint of holy water, you could call it Voss. Center stage in Atlanta, watch me lean and rock. I might have a couple exes wanna see me drop. If I die, I'm a legend, I don't see the prob. If I die, I'm in heaven, I'ma be with God. In the sky with the 12, I don't mean the law. Yeah, please approach the tribe with some caution. Yeah, all my homies top 10 and not 10. Yeah, little baby run a business, call her Pepper Potts. Or I might call her Mary, cause she poppin'. Yeah, she poppin', yeah. Almonds in my coffee, yeah. Hearing like I'm Jordan Borden, I want you like Rodman, yeah. Death is just a comma, I be calm off in my coffin, yeah. Pillow in my casket, I'm a zombie with a calling, yeah.
I'ma get this cooking in an instant. Yeah, they call, yeah, they want all my attention. If you don't get the whole picture, take a candid. Young little hitter sticking to the vision. I'ma get this cooking in an instant. Yeah, they call, yeah, they want all my attention. If you don't get the whole picture, take a candid. Young little hitter sticking to the vision.
You back with your girls, Misa and Mia from, you already know, it's Eminem Live Radio, and it's the moment you all have been waiting for. Now, as you all know, it's February here on Eminem Live Radio, which we have a new male guest each week, all month long, and we have our very first male guest on the airwaves with us right here, right now.
Yeah, that's right, Misa. He's an Oklahoma native that's shaking up the music scene one song at a time. With the Indie Tribe on his side, this super splash bro knows how to make major waves with his music and is definitely an artist you need to keep your eye on. His new EP, Legends of Lotus Waver Volume 1, is out now, and we're going to talk to the voice behind the music right now. We want to welcome national recording artist Jerry Manna to the show. What's going on, Jerry?
Hey,
how you doing, man? How you doing?
Listen, we're good. Listen, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for taking the time to hang out with us here on Eminem Live Radio.
Yeah, no problem.
Now, I got to ask you this. We're so excited when we first found out that you were going to actually be on the show, only because we're such big fans of the Indie Tribe, like Tribe on the Move all day.
All day.
Every day. All day, know. Every day. Listen, now, if you don't know what the Indie Tribe is all about, you've been asleep, my friend. But Indie Tribe is a music collective of four amazing artists, including No Big Deal, Mowgli the Iceberg, What Up RG, and of course, Jerry Manna. Now, these guys have taken the world by storm with their music and are honestly a force to be reckoned with. I gotta ask you this, Jerry. What do you think separates the Indie Tribe from everyone else in music?
Actually, our independence. And our business perspective. Mm-hmm. A lot of people that are independent don't have the knowledge we have, I guess I'll say, the industry knowledge that we all share. And we all share through, group messaging and things like that. But even before Dill was signed and before RG was signed, we've always been like heavy business. We always talk like next level thing to do, the next level this, the new Instagram engagement, the new, like we just stay in contact, but it's like always brushing up on what's next,
right.
Staying ahead of the game, I think.
And listen, one thing I love about you guys is that it's not even as you guys as a music collective, but even you guys as a brotherhood, you can just tell that it's all there. And I can just tell you guys are going to be around, and you guys definitely have everyone's attention in the music game. But listen, let's talk about this EP though, okay? It's titled Legends of Lotus Waver Volume 1. And I noticed that you use this character, Lotus Waver, a lot on your project. So tell us, what's the story behind Lotus Waver? Who is he and what's your connection to him?
Well, it started as just like a, a running joke with the wave and things, but it's just like the story just started growing on me, and it just kind of felt, not to copy off of What Up RG, but I'll just explain his situation with Little Holy a little bit. He basically pulls out Little Holy, and we kind of thought it together. I mean, he came up with the idea initially, but he just kind of like, shared it with me before really like unveiling it in front of people. And it's kind of basically it's like an alter ego, but it's more of a reality. Mm-hmm. It's more of like a reality character, a realistic character versus the What Up RG or versus the Jerry Manna. Like Jerry Manna is the people's artist, Lotus Waver is the real in him, like that you don't get to see, I guess, or that you don't get to hear about. And so this whole EP, and I'm glad, thank you for calling it an EP, it's not an album. They make everything an album these days. Like when I give y'all an album, you'll know. It's gonna be crazy.
It's gonna be a whole tsunami. Like we already dropping waves, Jerry. So we gonna know when the album drops.
Exactly. People are like, this album. It's like, yo, I haven't dropped an album yet.
This is just the intro.
Just wait on it.
Right. Exactly. I'm just, giving appetizers right now.
I know,
but
that's right.
Hopefully they're good, though. They're not just water, Hopefully people can actually, live with them. No pun intended.
Right. Well, you are definitely making a splash. But listen, this EP is great. Like, it literally is amazing. And when I listen to it, I know this might sound kind of weird, but I kind of felt like I was floating in a way. Like I was kind of like floating through the waves, in my own vibe type thing. And you've always been called a super splash bro because of the waves that you create. Now, you got to tell us, how do you create these music waves, Jerry? Like, what's your process? Tell us your secret.
The process. You want me to give away the sauce for free?
I just want the Krabby Patty ingredient. That's what I'm looking for right now.
See, Basically, you know, I just link up with my producer, 2P. He's been a good friend of mine, one of my best friends. And we usually just have nothing on the slate and just kind of go from scratch. We just kind of sit there. He'll just play around, play crap until we kind of catch a vibe on the tune and just grow it from there, grow it organically. Yeah, I don't think I wrote most of it. I don't think I wrote a lot of it on this project. It was just kind of right then and there in the moment type thing. But yeah, for the most part, it's all on 2Piece. Like 2Piece is he's the genius behind Tarzan, NASA, all those type of things. Like he's just different. He challenges himself to make different beats that don't register with people. And then I've always challenged myself to hop on any beat.
Yeah.
I mean, people are doing that nowadays, so it doesn't stand out as much. But back in the day, like you used to. I say back in the day, it's a long time, but like.
No, but you're right. I mean, that proves true talent.
Yeah.
It shows really true talent. Yeah, you're right.
But they used to rap only on tight beats. Like,
yeah.
A Kendrick tight beat. Or
right.
A Kanye tight beat. Now it's like, yo, I just want something crazy. Like, just give me something like that. And that's how I've been. But yeah, I feel like that's the secret. I feel like that's the secret to the sauce. Just creating something that people aren't going to expect.
So basically what Jerry's saying is that you cannot create the sauce. You have to be the sauce. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's just basically saying that. Like, you can't, this ain't something you can just buy. You just got to have it. And listen, my friend, you definitely have it. But listen, guys, your girls, Eminem, are hanging out with national recording artist, Indie Tribe member, Super Splash Bro, Jerry Manna. And we're talking about his new EP, Legends of Lotus Waver, Volume 1. Now, Jay, I want to talk to you about one of the songs from the EP really quick. And that song is 40 Weeks. I saw the music video you just dropped for it. And I could just tell that the song holds a special place in your heart. Tell us, what was the inspiration behind writing 40 Weeks?
Well, 40 Weeks definitely crafted the project. I haven't really been vocal about it. This is the first interview I've done, so I guess I'll give you guys an exclusive.
Okay.
Let us know.
It's, brace yourself, hold on to your pants. But, not literally, but I'm actually, and this is something that a lot of people don't talk about or deal with, so it's also been way heavier on me.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm dealing with a divorce, and, I mean, it's not sad on anyone's part. Honestly, it was just a situation where I was like 20, 19 years old and kind of got pressed by my pastor at the time to go ahead and, you know, tie the knot. And it just over the years, I was already doing Christian hip hop and stuff. So as time passed, I just understood, like, yo, I just kind of rushed this thing. I didn't propose or anything. I just kind of rushed. I'm not trying to put anybody's business out there.
Yeah.
But, like, 40 Weeks stems from a lot of that. It's been a lot that's happened. We're both good. Like I said, I have my son with me now. Everything is fine. But, like, as far as divorce, like, that's never, ever. And I understand how it's viewed. And I understand the importance of marriage. But also, I understand that I'm not going to get into that on this, but it kind of just, it didn't feel genuine, the whole thing, for the longest time. So,
wow.
The 40 Weeks just came from a lot of dark times, you know what I'm saying? Golly, I don't want to give away too much.
No. Well, listen,
I'm gonna put it in more.
You have, Jerry, listen, you have put so much out there already.
Yeah, you've given a lot.
And I gotta tell you that I really appreciate it from a kind of like an audience member or a listener's perspective, because I really love when artists submerge themselves in their music. They're not afraid to be honest. They're not afraid to show all of their hand when it comes to cards. And you have definitely done that and put all of your darkness and the dirt and everything you've been going through that a lot of people go through. Because, I mean, it's interesting. You mentioning that you're going through a divorce. A lot of times we don't really hear the husband's perspective when it comes to divorce. We always hear the wife's perspective and what's kind of going on her end, as opposed to, you know, listening to another person's perspective. So it's going to be really interesting to hear you know, everything that you've been through and all the darkness that you have been through that can pull other people through their darkness.
Exactly.
Through 40 weeks. Man, that's really, really awesome. Now, listen, if you don't have Legends of Lotus Waver, you got to get it ASAP. But listen, this is only volume one, y'all. And he's already given so much without trying to give absolutely everything. So does this mean that there's going to be a volume two around the corner, Jerry?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I have a whole plan for this. I'm giving every man.
We just don't know, Jerry. You're just finna unleash it all on us.
there's a lot coming. But ultimately, I'm not going to lie, I'm ready for an album.
Yeah.
But I have to catch people up to the blank spaces in my life that people didn't get to hear about. Album will probably be 2020, I'm not going to lie, because it's going to be so big. I need like a huge funding behind me and stuff, and I'm independent. And so, yeah, it's going to be done right.
Listen, it's going to be worth the wait, though.
It is.
Definitely going to be worth the wait.
Definitely. I'm talking about like some This Is America type.
What?
Oh my god. Say no more, Jerry. You're getting us too excited right now. You just dropping it all right here on Eminem Live Radio.
Right. I'm sorry, man. It's the first one.
And when they said that you're a splash, bro, man, it literally is a hurricane up in here.
We're so excited for everything you got coming up, honestly.
Yeah, seriously. Man, Volume one is going to be crazy.
Did y'all ever get to hear Ugly Album?
Wait, the Ugly Album? No, we haven't heard that one.
It's okay, good. It's a mixtape. It's exclusively through Rapzilla.
Really?
Yeah. I would just listen to it eventually. I'm going to put it up on off streaming so everybody get to hear it.
Listen, but, you are dropping all types of knowledge, all types of just gems when it comes to Jerry Mena's music. And listen, everyone, you have to make sure that you are on the lookout for all projects. But right here, right now, you got to make sure you're getting Legends of Lotus Waver Volume 1.
Yes.
Thank you so much for hanging out with us here on this week's show. But before you go, Jerry, give everybody your social media so that they can keep up with you.
Yo, everybody go follow me on Twitter, IG, you know what I'm saying, even Facebook at Jerry Mena, you know what I'm saying, that's Jerry with the A, JARRYMANNA on all platforms.
Listen, man, make sure you're following Jerry Mena on all social media. And also, listen, man, don't sleep. Get into this wave right here. Go get his new EP, Legends of Lotus Waver, Volume 1. Go get it. It's sold everywhere digitally.
Everywhere digitally. Now, listen, Jay, your music is literally the definition of a wave. And we love that about you. And we rock with you heavy. And always know that that you have our support here on Eminem Live Radio, man.
Man, thank you. You guys are awesome, too. I remember meeting you guys at the Atlanta show.
Yeah, for Ty Razzle's tour, yeah.
Man, we definitely had to have you on the show, especially after we saw your performance on the tour. It was ridiculous. But thank you so much once again. We'll talk to you soon, all right?
Man, thank you.
Of course. Now, to everybody out there, all of our listeners, keep it locked where you got it, because you're about to hear new music from the one and only Jerry Mena right here, right now.
That's right. Here's Aviate by Jerry Mena from his new EP, Legends of Lotus Waver, Volume 1. Listen, ride this wave, and we'll be right back. You're listening to, you already know,
it's Eminem Live Radio.
Watch it fly, come alive. Watch it fly, come alive.
Come alive, yeah.
Watch it fly, come alive.
Come alive,
yeah. Watch it fly, come alive.
Watch it fly.
Forgive me, but I could not restrain it. They tried to contain it, but they can't kill the wave, yeah. Forgive me, but I cannot contain it. They try to restrain it. They can't kill the wave, yeah.
I'm so aligned, I get by just light speed. Pretend I don't see the wolf among sheep. Black demons reach out to sabotage me, but they cannot stop what the eye cannot see, yeah.
Watch it fly, come alive. Watch it fly, come alive.
Come alive,
yeah. Watch it fly, come alive.
Come alive,
yeah. Watch it fly, come alive.
Come alive, yeah.
try to contain it, but they can't kill the wave. Yeah. Forgive me, but I cannot contain it. They try to restrain it, but they can't kill the wave. Yeah. Watch it fly, come alive. Watch it fly, come alive. Watch it fly, come alive. Watch it fly, come alive.
My name is Misa.
My name is Mia.
Also known as Eminem, and you are listening to the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration, and we are going in. As always, here in the studio, thanks so much for tuning in. That was our bro, man, Jerry Manna with 88.
Listen, man, huge shout out to Jerry Manna for being our first February 2019 guest, man. We're so excited to have him on the show. Be sure to go get that new EP, man, Legends of Lotus Waver, Volume 1. Now, Misa, if Volume 1 was like that, I don't know. Even beyond the Legends of Lotus Waver volumes, imagine what the album going to be like.
I know.
2020 can't get here quick enough.
It can't get here. And we just got started with 2019.
Facts.
Jeez Louise, listen, the project's absolutely amazing. Jerry Manna is a phenomenal artist. You got to make sure you get your hands on that project.
You got to make sure you go ahead and get it, man. But listen, guys, we're talking love and relationships all month long here on Eminem Live Radio, and it's all centered around this question right here. Is dating in this generation easy or difficult? Why? Let us know what you're thinking on Instagram and Twitter. Now we're going to read some more comments that we got over on our social media.
On Facebook, Rob Hooper, thanks so much for commenting. He says, I'm married, but watching this generation, I feel like they tried too hard to play it cool. Can't tell him slash her I like them. Can't double text. Can't text too soon or too late. Scared to ask each other out, etc. Be brave and shoot your shot. At Leandra Kinlow, this person says, difficult. Justina Hoop says, I'm also married, but it seems like it is a lot more difficult than what it used to be. And Cornell Wiley says, it's whatever you decide to be. And we actually have one on Twitter. Shout out to Brown Eyed Soul Man. He says, very hard. We set all sorts of unrealistic expectations. Never know if the other person goes both ways. Nowadays, people bring in baggage that is heavy, and robots, social media, and tech really change the game. That's true.
Man, listen, thank you guys so much for commenting on this week's question. If you still want to go ahead and comment, listen, we're not holding you back. Go ahead and do so. Instagram and Twitter at MM Live Radio, and Facebook, too, at Eminem Live Radio. But, of course, you guys know you got to get your girls' opinions on the question. So, Misa, do you think dating in this generation is easy or difficult?
Very, very difficult.
Why do you say that?
And I'm married. I'm married, and I just made it out this generation dating, and I'm happy that I did because it just seems like it's so difficult. I have to agree with, I believe it was Rob Hooper on Facebook that just said, you know, it's just so complicated, you know? Yeah. It seems like the more social media changes and the more things that they add and different features and different things, like, it just becomes to a point in which meeting somebody is now trigonometry. And it's just not simple math. 1 + 1 = 2. Go up to the person, introduce yourself, say hello, and ask them on a date. It was just that simple. Now, Mia, it is literally talking about double text and what does that emoji mean and why they comment on this post and then why is there heart emojis and it's just so complicated that I could not imagine dating in this generation today.
Wow. Well, listen, personally to me, I do think it is hard. I think it's difficult to date in this generation. And I'm going to tell you why. I agree 100% with even the same follower, Rob Hooper, because, man, I feel like we're so in our own heads. And I know this because I'm single, like I said in the, you know, but in the inspiration before. And I've done that, you know. Dang, should I not double text? Dang, I don't want to go up to this person, but I really want to tell them this, that, and the third. And we think way too deep into it. And I feel like maybe sometimes even, I think sometimes social media has crutched our social skills, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So therefore, when we're talking like through text and through like, you know, DMs and all that, it's fine. It's cool. But then you meet them in person and it's awkward.
Yeah.
And you don't know what to say. But then like you guys get separate and then you're back on FaceTime or whatever it may be. But like when it comes to being in reality, you get so lost.
That's true. Social media is a world within its own. And it's kind of hard because I do feel that social media has taken the place of social skills.
Yeah.
But I've realized there are certain people that have come across meeting their significant other or their then boyfriend, now husband, on social media. I mean, social media is created as a platform for other people to meet and connect with each other, which is a great thing. But when it gets to the point in which when you're seeing each other, it's just simply me being in my phone or like telling you what I saw on social media and we're not having that face-to-face relationship and connection, then you have to sit back and really understand or ask yourself, what is my relationship based off of?
Another reason why I think it's so difficult to date in this generation is because I feel like we live in a time where people don't honor monogamy anymore. And so therefore everyone's cool with just dating multiple people, or even like cheating is like the norm, and it's kind of like, oh well, you need to get over it. Well, that's the time we live in now. So therefore then that puts a crutch on us as young people from when it comes to trusting your boyfriend or trusting your girlfriend, and therefore we're second guessing, we're destroying, we're self-sabotaging our own relationships in that sense.
That's true. Have you seen Catfish?
Exactly, that's a perfect example.
Well, listen y'all, let us know what you think of this conversation. Is dating in this generation easy or difficult? Tell us why. Even if you don't think that, you know, if you think that maybe it's an easy type thing for you, I really want to know.
Listen, if you think it's easy, if you think dating in this generation is easy, please let us know on social media at MM Live Radio. But listen, man, we're going to get back to some more music. Here is Can't Relate by Aaron Cole featuring The Saga and Caleb Mitchell. Listen, keep it locked right here. Don't you go anywhere. You're listening to, you already know,
it's MM Live Radio.
All I'm seeing now is Kim K's with no brains. Dudes posing with they face with fake gains. You think you on the front page, but no, you ain't. You can catch me switching lanes, I'm Jackie Chan. Yeah. Got the weapons up, like it's rush hour. No weapon formed against me, I got that clutch power. I guess you really bout that fame, yeah. I guess that's really what you praise. I'm an innovator, success is my later. Why they hating on me? Cause I'm Raps Chris Laettner. You gon' be a vapor, you just want your cake up, yeah. Maybe that's why you ain't got your cake up, yeah. But I'm praising the Father, got a Kuna Matata. Homie, you can back away, cause I won't none of your problems. You can just watch me prosper, why you popping your collar, yeah. The way you're moving is amusing, man, I really can't relate.
Everywhere I look, they want the fame now. Nobody wanna talk about their faith now, oh, I can't relate, no, I can't relate, no, yeah. It's insane.
Move now, send me to the line, man, they too foul. Always switch your sides, better choose now. Or fight me like a man, like I'm Juntao. You too busy trying to chase some clout. I'm trying to make sure my day ones can make it out. See, you do it for the likes on your IG. I'm trying to keep them living like an IV. I studied your moves to prepare me for the snakes. I've been winging with the bars, I'm Tyler Perry with the play. You too scary, talking down, trying to get me buried with the hate. To the faith, man, these rappers stay frontin', acting like they about to action, man, they fake stuntin'. When it come to God, they don't say nothing, and I cannot relate like a play cousin outside.
Everywhere I look, they want the fame now. Nobody wanna talk about their faith now.
I don't like that. Taking out the credit for your verses, y'all ain't right that. 50K, but when you post a picture, no one likes that. I need y'all to quiet down, your real MC's the mic back. If I do not like you, I ain't gon' call you bro, dog. I've been out for 3 days, no, I can never doze off. Do this with no effort, I don't see the need to show up. But if you push my buttons one more time, then I'ma go out. I just mind my business, yeah. I stay out the drama because I ain't got no business there. I've been by the commerce, cause the fanny gotta get it, yeah. Nice ain't with a business, yeah. I'm just moving different, yeah. I'm just moving different, yeah. I cannot relate to you if you with all that faking, dude. Independent, man, major moves. Had a little I'm making, do you feel me? And anything I lost, I'ma make it back. And if you moving fraudulent, no, I cannot relate to that, yeah.
Everywhere I look, they want the fame now. Yeah, nobody wanna talk about their faith now. Yeah.
I can't relate, no, I can't relate, no, yeah, yeah.
back with your girls, Misa and Mia. From you already know, it's Eminem Live Radio.
Tune in to Eminem Live Radio next week because February continues. A new male guest will be on the show to tune in to Eminem Live Radio for February.
Listen, plus we'll be basking in the heat of new music from your favorite artists. Don't miss Hot Tracks Off the Rack next week.
And like always, we'll have more hashtags, music conversation, and so much more.
So make sure you're nowhere else but here, same time, same place. But of course, we got to give the credit where it's due.
You know it. Eminem Live Radio is the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration.
Engineered and co-produced by K.E. to the M.O. Kimo Jones.
Theme song by Glow.
Written and produced by your girls, Misa and Mia.
And executive produced by Crystal Evans and Eminem Live Radio is an Eminem Enterprise production.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in to this week's show, but your girls gotta get out of here. Don't forget to be yourself like you mean it.
Always remember that the rain and the storm helps things grow. So if you're walking through a storm right now, don't worry because you're growing from it.
God is the only everything you'll ever need.
And when you can't turn left
or right,
turn up because down is not an option. Don't forget to confess that it's the best day of your life. Do it every single day, it'll become the best week of your life. Do it every single week, it'll become the best month of your life. And do it every single month, it'll become the best year of your life. 2019 has your name written all over it. Thank you so much for tuning in. We love you so much. My name is Misa.
And my name is Mia, and you're listening to the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration. Whoop. You already know, it's Eminem Live Radio.
We'll talk to you soon.
Yo, we cannot miss the show, bro. Hurry up, man. Come on. Wait. Go back. There it is. Yeah. Woo. Yo, you are now tuned in to the liveest show in the world. Yeah, turn up your radio. It's about to go down. Eminem got the hottest show around. So turn it up. Turning up for Christ, this is Eminem.